Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pot podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me is Damian Arsenis. Mate, welcome back into the studio.
It's fantastic time to be in the studio.
Oh, is it what?
What a time for Australian basketball right now.
And could basketball in general. So we had the NBA Finals finish on Monday our time with a phenomenal Game 7. Glad it went to seven games in the end.
Yeah,
it didn't
definitely
look like it was going to be that case come early in the series when Golden State had a 3-1 series lead. But LeBron was LeBron, Kyrie was Kyrie, and in the end, the Cavs got it done, which is good because it meant that another Aussie in Matthew Dellavedova, we'll get to this a little bit later, but Matthew Dellavedova gets a ring, becomes the fourth Australian in 3 years to actually win an NBA title, so that's phenomenal news for them. But
What
I'm more excited about, though, is what's going to happen tomorrow morning, and that is the NBA draft. I've done my mock draft. It's on SEN.com.au. I have to give it a plug. I've done the first 30 picks, so the entire first round. I'll probably only get two right. One of them will be Ben Simmons going number one. Again, we'll talk about that very, very soon. But it is just a phenomenal week of hoops, Damo, like you said.
It's a huge amount of hoops, and we'll touch on a lot of it in the show today. But first and foremost, we've got to speak NBA Finals, and Matthew Dellavedova is now an NBA champion.
And that sounds good to hear. He deserves it. It was close last year, didn't quite get there. Last year, he probably had a better NBA Finals series. He played a lot more, wasn't really playing many minutes this series. But look, it's a team sport. He got there in the end. He's got his ring, and LeBron's thanking him. The Cavs fans are thanking him. He's a fan favorite there in Cleveland.
How good
was
that?
If it wasn't for LeBron, obviously LeBron is the number one, but Dally would be second, I reckon, out of the fan favorites for all the Cleveland fans.
Oh, yeah, and if you get a chance to go and watch some of the highlights of the parade that they've had down in Cleveland, Ohio, there was 1.2 million fans lining the streets and, in fact, blocking the streets. The parade really struggled to get through. And when Dele came through in his car, he really stopped the parade happening because the Dele chants just started up and the fans were just going wild for amazing scenes. This guy from Maryborough in Victoria making it big in the NBA. It's just fantastic.
And what we love about him as well, we saw some footage of him celebrating with the team at a nightclub, not drinking the expensive champagne like all of the rest of his teammates. He was drinking Corona in a can.
I was going to say, a tinny at that. Now, the only one more thing he could have made it more Australian, I guess, would have been a VB to have in his hand.
Got to have a VB. You got to wear the wide-brimmed hat with the corks hanging all around it. He looked very Australian. And that's what we'd like to see, because someone like Ben Simmons, even though we love Ben Simmons, he has been criticized as probably being too Americanized. We love to see guys like Dally celebrating with these NBA champions. I think what was it that they spent like $160,000 on alcohol that night. And there's Dellavedova, US. And there's Dally not drinking the expensive stuff, just having a Corona tinny. Fantastic.
It's awesome. And some of the scenes that we've seen, you know, I think Bonds picked up on it that he was wearing Bonds underwear from under his T-shirt or something. He could have been wearing a Bonds singlet.
I think Nick Kyrgios is the face of Bonds at the moment. Get rid of Nick Kyrgios. No one in Australia likes him anymore. Bring Dally on, make him the face of Bonds. He's a much better ambassador for your brand than Nick Kyrgios, isn't
That's
he?
That's right. And he sells jerseys too. So Absolutely. Imagine how many singlets he could
and
sell.
And in the States, he's got that wide appeal.
Yeah, and just today we had a bit of a snapshot of his new Dally ones as well
via
social
media.
Which actually
look already better than the Currys. I've only seen a couple of pictures of them. I haven't been able to see the full thing, but they already look better than the Currys.
Yeah, if you jump on social media and have a look, they're certainly sporting the green and gold of the Boomers. So some really good things to look forward to with Dally and the Australian team moving forward.
Now, topic number two, Damo. Dally, this is continuation with our chat about Dally. He has been offered some big money to leave the Cavs and head to the two front-running teams at the moment, the Bucks and the Pistons. Reportedly, the offer is about $10 million a year over 4 years, so $40 million in 4 years. Some reports have been even higher than that.
That's right.
That is phenomenal money, and a lot of it does have to do with the fact that the salary cap is just going up an unbelievable amount in this offseason.
Yes.
But surely, if you're Matthew Dellavedova and you're getting offered that much money, as much as you love to play with LeBron and as much as you want the opportunity to win another NBA Finals series with the Cavs, you've got to leave, don't you? He was on $1 million this year.
He wasn't on a lot of money this year. He's got his NBA ring.
Still a lot.
It is a lot.
But not by NBA standards. No. Not by NBA standards in 2017 when the cap is going to be what it is.
But I think he was earning more than Joe Ingles. But
doesn't surprise me.
No, but look, he's had some amazing offers. And really, it's payday for Dally. It's payday. He's done the hard work. He's done the hard yards.
He's won the championship as well.
He's got the ring.
Done that tick, tick, tick.
He's ticked a lot of boxes. A lot of people said that he wouldn't even get to where he is.
No.
Let alone win a championship, which which LeBron pointed out, and some of his accolades as well. So Dele should, to me, look for himself, look at the future.
Absolutely.
And if that's Milwaukee or Detroit, imagine, and I'll put this to you, Chris, imagine him linking up with Aaron Baines in Detroit. Just think back to the world champs where they were linking up. Alley-oop
and Besto
Central.
As well.
Yeah, well, if Besto can stick there too, we've got three boomers on the one team, and we're going to talk NBA draft soon, and there's a very good chance that Thon Maker could be joining him with pick number 18 in the draft too.
They'd be the new St. Mary's.
The St. Mary's of the NBA.
Or the Spurs, I guess. The Spurs have had a few of the history. But
yeah, so look, Matthew Dellavedova, in my opinion, needs to get his payday. He's worked his absolute butt off. It's been great. He's won a championship. He's got lots of fans in Cleveland. He'll never lose that in Cleveland now. He will be enshrined. We've got to remember, this is the first professional sporting victory the city of Cleveland has had in more than 50 years.
1964, the last one.
There you
first go. One for the Cavs. It has been long overdue, and he just fit well with Stan Van Gundy's systems. Van Gundy would love him.
He would absolutely love him. He loves Baines. He's going to love Dele even more. They're both hard working.
Saying that every coach that coaches Dele pretty much loves him, don't they?
But you've got to remember, though, and this is where the NBA's cottoned on now. If you want to win an NBA championship, you've got to have an Australian on your team.
Yeah, that's the case. In the last 3 years, you have to. Topic number three, and we will move on to the NBA draft. Ben Simmons has already been told by the Philadelphia 76ers that they will select him with pick one in the draft, which is not really a surprise.
Reportedly.
Reportedly, they will do it. It's been a talk for
Ben
a long
Simmons
time.
Has denied it, but I think he's just covering up now.
I've got him going to them at pick one in my mock draft, so it's going to happen.
He's going one.
It will go number one.
I called it ages ago. Brett Brown, head coach, the relationship with the family back here in Melbourne. It's happening. And with Ben Simmons going number one, it makes it the third number one NBA draft pick that was born in Melbourne, Australia.
Kyrie, Bogey.
Ben Simmons. And then when you throw in the likes of Dante Exum as well, Melbourne boy.
Five.
Five, buddy.
Five.
So, you know, we've got four in the top five NBA draft from Melbourne, Australia, in the last 12 years.
That's what we like.
In the last 12 years.
Right, so
think about
question,
that.
My question for you, we're just declaring that Ben's going to be number one. Thon's the next Australian on everyone's big board. Where do you reckon he can go? Because at this stage, it looks like he can kind of go anywhere from pick 17 to the Grizzlies to pick 28 to the Suns, anywhere in that range. I even saw one mock draft that had him at pick 10. I think that's gone a little bit too overboard. I'd say 17 to the Grizzlies is probably the highest that I could see him going. I've got him at 28 in my mock, but I can certainly see about three or four other teams, Atlanta, Toronto, even the Celtics looking at him. Yep. One of those three teams. He will go in the first round, surely. Where do you think you could see Thon Maker going?
I still, and I mentioned it before, I'd love to see him go to the Pistons at number 18.
Yep.
And I think that's realistic. They showed a lot of interest in him. He performed really well in his workout for them. He interviewed really well. Let's be honest, he interviewed really well with everyone. He really excelled in that area. And I think he'd be a really good fit for them as well. I think going to a team where the work ethic's going to be valued, that's where he seems to be doing really well and thriving, where he has to work hard. And
they're a young team, the Pistons as well, so he can come through with them. And you know, once he's flourished and once he's NBA ready, then the rest of the team will be ready for to have a legitimate crack at the NBA finals as well, because they're still legitimate. Realistically, they're still a few years away. They showed enough today. They were an 8 seed in the finals this year. They got swept by the Cavs, but they showed a lot in those games.
Exactly
they showed
right.
A lot. And there was a stat in that series. No one in Detroit, except for Reggie Jackson, had actually played in a finals game before, in a playoffs game before. So they were a very inexperienced, very young side. They're about 3 or 4 years away from being a really, really good side if they can manage to keep their core. Mm. Someone like Thon will be the perfect complement for him as well.
Oh, most certainly. And look, there's a host of NBA teams where I think he would fit in really well, because he brings something to the table that not many players do. And there's still a lot
risk,
of upside.
Which is why he's probably towards the second half of the first round.
Yeah, definitely.
The risk is real, but his upside is
the potential
as
upside
big as anyone.
Is potentially, you know, he could be an all-star. That's the upside. He could be an all-star. The early call, but that's the kind of thing that NBA teams have to weigh up right now.
Topic number four. Apart from those two, what Australian do you think is most likely to get drafted?
Well, There's a few other guys, and realistically, you're looking at Emmanuel Malou,
yep,
and you're looking at Majok Deng. They're probably the only other two guys that are realistically going to get a look
because
in the
draft. Because their upside is probably...
Correct.
Their ceiling is a lot higher than someone like a Venky Joyce who's
Correct.
Played 4 years. Everyone knows what type of player he is and what he can do. These guys are still relatively raw. They're very athletically gifted. Their ceiling is a lot higher, and they're kind of perfect for that second round mold. You see a lot of teams just kind of drafting and stashing somewhere in overseas, waiting for someone to develop. Chances are a lot of the guys drafted in the second round are never going to amount to be a legitimate NBA player. Sometimes it's a role player or something like that. But those guys are the perfect fit for what teams are looking for in that second round.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I'm not counting out a guy like Venky Joyce, but I think that with his talent and capability, I wouldn't be surprised if he got taken, to be honest with you, but I'd rather he not. I think with Venky Joyce, he's the kind of guy that should command a place on a roster and shouldn't get stashed away.
It looks like if he doesn't get drafted, he'd probably be playing some summer league with the Kings and have a chance to make their roster that way, do what Dally did, can determine his own fate. It's actually better to not be drafted than to be drafted in the second round.
For a lot of players, that is the case.
Absolutely.
And that's why I don't want, you know, and it sounds horrible, but I don't want Venky Joyce to be drafted.
Yep.
Honestly, I'd rather him work into a situation that he can be in control rather than be stashed away.
And you can also negotiate your own salary
exactly.
as well.
And no one's got your rights. So you can come in as a free agent to any team.
Yep.
And I'd rather see that than him get stashed away in one team, then just write him off and 3 or 4 years later, he's on the shelf. Don't want to see that happen. So realistically, I think Majok Deng and Emmanuel Malou are the likely guys that could work their way into the second round. And they could be quite high.
Topic number 5, we spoke about Thon Maker. We spoke about Majok Deng. The rise of Sudanese Australian basketball, Damo. We've been talking about this, not on this show, but just between us for a long time. We've seen this coming. It's very, very exciting. What do you reckon Australian basketball could look like in a few years? Because this is a very, very exciting time if you're an Australian hoops fan.
Well, one of the things, Australian teams have always been very talented. They've always been very skilled. We've always had some good shooters. You know, if you think Shane Hills, your Andrew Gazers of the world, we've always been able to do that, but we haven't really been athletic.
Exactly.
We haven't had the athleticism, say, of the United States as an example. These guys that are coming through, we've just spoken about Thon Maker. We've spoken about a few other players, college players during the season as well. We've spoken about Deng Adel, Mango Mathiang. There's so many more of these guys coming through the ranks right now. Potentially, they're going to bring an athleticism Australian basketball has not seen before, let alone in a Boomers jersey as well.
And the same goes just really quickly for the AFL as well.
We're seeing a lot
of these guys coming through. Alia. We're seeing Chol for Richmond. We're seeing Magic Door for Kangaroos.
That's right.
Unbelievable athletes, these guys. Unbelievable. So they're really... They're at the stage now where they're coming through the under-18 system. They're just at the stage where they're really coming into their own and making it really exciting for both football and basketball.
Most certainly. And basketball provides a pathway for these athletes to be inspired to do something with their lives. And that's the case for a lot of people. But when you've come from a background quite often devastated through war, violence, and they come to Australia, this is an opportunity for these athletes to take on a sport. And we're blessed to be able to have so many of these young men come through and take up basketball. And that's going to be something that basketball fans in Australia should really embrace. This is the next gen that are coming through. And this could really take Australian basketball on the world map, somewhere where we haven't been before, long term as well. And if you get a chance, please go and check out our Facebook page and our website, where we've got a great little mini documentary on the rise of Sudanese basketball in Australia. It's a really good look at some of the great players. It includes Luol Deng, who's coming to Australia, who's the only Sudanese athlete in the NBA at the moment, but that'll change with Thon Maker.
Absolutely. And just before we finish up, you've got another couple of topics that you wanted to touch on really quickly?
Oh, most certainly. We talked about how big a week it is in Australian basketball. We've talked the NBA. We're talking about the draft. But there's also a couple of other big world-class events going on at the moment. We've got the World championships for under 17 men and women happening in Spain in Zaragoza. So we've got the women have just won their first game. The men have got their first game tonight. So there's some really exciting talent coming through there. And of course, we've got basketball without borders here in Melbourne as well.
Plenty
this week.
Of big names.
We've got big names. We've got David Robinson, Bruce Bowen, Chris Middleton, Joe Ingles, Paddy Mills, Aaron Baines. And
Spursathon.
There's Andrew Gaze, Lauren Jackson. We've got legends of the sport right here in Melbourne right now. And it's just a great time to be in basketball.
And one thing that I did want to mention before we finished as well is the Helping Hoops charity shootout.
Definitely.
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I will be participating with Lockie Miller of the Flag Flyers fame. We will be shooting on Sunday night. So if anyone wants to sponsor us or anyone else, it's a terrific cause, Helping Hoops. Just head to helpinghoops.com.au to sponsor us or to fundraise. We are looking for donations for every free throw that we shoot. So we've got 15 minutes to shoot as many free throws as possible. So you can donate whatever amount of money you want per free throw. I'm not very good.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that. It's a great cause. If you actually want to donate more money, go and sponsor someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
But seriously, great cause. So jump on board and sponsor Chris and Lockie or anyone else. And you don't actually have to go to do it. You can actually do it in your own backyard or your local gym as well, if you want to. So it's a great way to support grassroots sports and those that are in need and give them an outlet, such as basketball, which is just a fantastic sport.
Absolutely, Damon. We'll have plenty to speak about next week with the NBA draft. We'll know where all these guys are going, so it'll be very exciting, mate. Catch you then. Until then, where can we find all your stuff?
You can find us at pickandroll.com.au on Facebook and Twitter, which is pickandrollau. Thanks, Chris, and have a great week.